You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we have a return guest, our most frequently returning guest, as a matter of fact. Amy Turner is back. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. Always good to be here.
It's great to have you with us. And Amy is representing the Ocean State Theater Company. And for those of you that are saying, the Ocean State Theater Company, we'll just reiterate, yes, the Ocean State Theater Company, which has been around for 5 years, performing down in the southern part of the state at Theater by the Sea. But Ocean State Theater is the nonprofit entity and is moving on to Warwick, Rhode Island, to their new facility. Very exciting, Amy.
It's very exciting. Absolutely. We're thrilled.
It's going to be a very interesting transition, going from what was just a summer performance schedule to now a year-round operation.
That's right. And it'll open up a lot of new possibilities for us.
The headaches have already started, right?
Well, yes, both the headaches and the joy.
Now, there's a couple weeks left of God of Carnage, which is the play running at the theater currently.
That's right. Yep. And it is running until September 16th.
So we want to make sure you get down there to see God of Carnage. It's a play, not a musical. So you probably won't be tapping your feet, right?
No, you won't be tapping your feet, but it is a pretty energetic performance. There's four actors in the play. They pretty much never leave the stage. We've definitely been calling it a roller coaster ride. So it's very engaging, very entertaining, and very energetic.
And you're directing?
I am.
Okay, mm-hmm. So are you directed? It's kind of over now, right?
Yeah, my job's done. Now it's up to the actors and the stage manager.
Now you just get all the glory. This is the way it works. And people shout your name at the end of the show and stuff like that. And you come on and they throw the roses at you. I mean, that's
No. But I'm very proud of it. Absolutely.
Well, that's good. So God of Carnage, and if you don't have tickets yet and you'd like to get tickets, they can call the box office.
Yep. 782-TKTS, or go to the theaterbythesea.com website.
All right. And then catch that, the last performance of Ocean State Theater down at Theater by the Sea. The exciting news is that the Warwick facility is online and being constructed, and your first show is coming in just a couple months.
I know. Well, it's one of the reasons we looked to expand many years ago. We always wanted to do a holiday performance for all of our fans and patrons that have known what we do at Theater by the Sea. So this year we're christening, with our soft opening of the new theater, not one, but two holiday performances.
Two holidays in one.
We're calling it something naughty and nice. For the holidays.
So the naughty part is?
The naughty part is Santaland Diaries. It's a collected essay by David Sedaris. A lot of people know him as a comic writer. It started on NPR as an essay and has grown into a very popular one-man show. Ours will star Lenny Watts, which many people know from his long history at Theater by the Sea, or more recently, he played our man in chair last year in The Drowsy Chaperone.
And directed How to Succeed in Business.
And he was back this year directing, that's right.
There you go. So that'll be Lenny in Warwick. Sounds like, that should be on the marquee. Lenny in Warwick tonight.
There you go.
Lenny Watts, a great talent, and he'll be there with Santaland Diaries. That sounds very interesting. And the nice part of the holiday show is?
It's a show called Winter Wonderettes, and it basically is four young ladies who work in a hardware store, and this is their Christmas pageant. For those folks that really loved Forever Plaid, for instance, this year, it's sort of that same vibe. It has just this amazing collection of all the holiday music with amazing arrangements, but it does have a very sweet storyline throughout it as well.
So the four singers, quartet of ladies, will be performing. Most of the music sounds near and dear to my heart. Can't wait for that. All right. Well, let's get to our first piece of music, and then we'll come back and talk some more about the exciting things in Warwick. What do we have first?
Well, a couple of Christmas tunes to get us in the mood for Winter Wonderettes, and something that we don't hear too often, but is a lot of fun to perform. Let me see if I say it right. Mullakalikamaka.
Okay.
Is that right?
That sounds close enough for me.
It's the thing to say. So here are our ladies singing a Christmas tune.
All right. Beginning of September, we're going to be in our Christmas mood. Holiday mood, singing and dancing. We've got the little red hat on and everything is great. And September, it's going to be a long season. Now, which opens first, the naughty or the nice?
Actually, the nice will open first. Winter Wonderettes will open on December 5th. And Santaland Diaries will open the second week, December 12th. And they'll both run in rep through the 30th of the month.
So you could go on one night and see one and the next night and see the other?
That's right. Absolutely. There are other days where you could actually see them both in one day, but I don't know how many people will do that. But our thought was with everybody having lots of company in town or wanting to do things maybe with your spouse and then with your kids, that it really gives something for everyone. And hopefully many people will see both. They're very different and a lot of fun, each in their own way.
Excellent. So like when we were kids, what people could do is they could go to the first show, then go hide in the ladies' room or men's room, and then come out for the second show, right?
You could try. It's a new theater. Who knows what you'll get away with.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about the Santaland Diaries.
Santaland Diaries, like I said, it was based on an essay written by David Sedaris. And it retells his experience working as a Christmas elf at Macy's Santaland. And so if anyone has ever been to Macy's to visit Santa, they have a whole world that they create up on, you know, one of their higher floors. And you go through a maze and you see all kinds of things. And there's just elves everywhere. Hmm. And it's sort of this crazy subculture. And so this is a grown man who finds himself in need of a job. And his desire is to be a professional actor. So he has moved to New York and decides to answer the call, as it were, to become a Christmas elf in Macy's Santaland.
So now most people would think of Macy's Santaland. They would think of the old movie Miracle on 34th Street. But things have progressed a lot since he was just sitting there in a chair, basically, in that movie.
I mean. Yeah, they have. I think people have progressed. I think it's like so many things. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
Right.
But this is sort of a sardonic view, if you will, of the experience. Both the highs and the lows, let's just say, okay, of putting on a little green hat and tights every day. And I think Lenny's going to be hysterical.
We're going to see Lenny in tights.
And it is naughty. You know, it does have probably the equivalent of like PG-13 content. So it's not that you couldn't bring teenagers or young adults, but and we're going to have
but it's not for little children.
Not for little
like
ones.
Like Winter Wonderland will be.
Which is for everybody. Right. Okay. And we're going to have some late night shows for people that, you know, with the new space, we'll have a bar in the lobby and things like that. So hopefully this will be a really great night for people to kind of just chill out and have some laughs and spend some time with friends.
All right. We'll get to another piece of music, and then I have some questions about the area we'll cover in the next segment.
Great.
What's our next piece?
Well, this is another holiday song from Winter Wonderettes, The Man with the Bag.
Mr. Kringle is soon gonna jingle the bells that'll tingle all your troubles away.
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag.
Oz, Christmas is coming again. He's got a sleigh full, it's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way.
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag.
Oz, Christmas is coming again.
He'll be here with the answers to the prayers that you've made.
You'll get yours
if you've done everything you should.
Extra special good. He'll make this December the one you'll remember, the best and the merriest you ever did have.
Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Christmas is here again.
More great music from the first production opening in the new theater in Warwick on Jefferson Boulevard. And that brings me to the question I alluded to earlier. Warwick is going to be a whole different world than Matunic. So,
yes.
For example, if you wanted to go to Matunic and see the show, you didn't have a whole lot of choices about dinner or whatever, because it was a destination. It was kind of at the end of the yellow brick road. But in Warwick, you got a whole world of things people can do and catch the show at the same time.
Absolutely. And let me just say that from an economic development perspective, the city of Warwick, the state of Rhode Island, all the restaurants in the area are pretty excited about what's about to happen.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I can think of restaurants that I grew up in Warwick, and I can relate to restaurants that are right near the facility. We're talking about the end of Jefferson Boulevard that's opposite from where when you get on Jefferson Boulevard off of 95, and you would travel the whole length of it to go down towards Main Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and that's the end of where the theater is going to be, or is. And it's quite maybe a minute or two from the malls and you know, just
right down the street. Yeah, it's right between exit 12 and exit 13. You know, and talking about restaurants, there's obviously a ton on Route 2, a ton on Post Road, but we sit kind of right in between the Greenwood Inn and Ironworks Tavern, if people know sort of the good old place that everybody loves and the newer place that everybody is learning to love. So we're very excited about that, and we've already started to have those conversations and relationships with folks.
Only maybe a couple of miles or a mile and a half away from where the new terminal is for the airport with
That's
the car
correct.
Rentals and Ironworks, as you mentioned, right across the street. There's
just
a hotel there.
There's
all kinds of things people can make now, can do a whole weekend, come and stay in a hotel, and there's probably more rooms within 2 miles of your theater now than in the entire any other spot in the state. A lot of hotel rooms there.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. And that's one of the feedback that we've gotten is, you know, the focus on the station district, as they're talking at the transportation hub. And we sort of lie on the outside of that. So they're really hoping to utilize our positioning and sort of filling in the in-between, if you will.
Right. That's on the edge of what there's been a lot of publicity in the Providence Journal about that new economic development plan. So that'll be cool. That'll be fun to be part of that.
Absolutely. And we feel really fortunate that we're kind of getting in on the ground floor. But it has been interesting how many people have responded to us that they do feel that since the Warwick tent closed, which, if I'm not mistaken, was in the late 90s, we have really heard a lot of feedback that people are very anxious to have any type of live theater performing venue in that area. So we're thrilled.
Very cool. All right, we'll do one more tune before we take our first break, and we'll stay in the Christmas mood with one more, and that is
Winter Wonderland.
What a great one to go out with.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking with the winter wanderers. Gone away is a bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening as usual, sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater Company, talking about the inaugural season of their new facility in Warwick on Jefferson Boulevard. During the commercial break, Amy and I were just saying it's very easy. Everyone knows where the airport is. So if you're on 95, you take the airport connector exit and then get off at Jefferson Boulevard, turn right at the bottom and a half mile, and you're at the new theater.
That's right. Yep.
As simple as that. Now, we should say it now and then again at the end of the show. If people are interested in getting tickets for the new season, they can already do that, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Subscriptions are on sale as we speak. Also, the holiday shows are on sale. And officially, the single tickets for the true part of our season will be October 1st. So we're very close to that date.
All right. So when we say the true season, there's going to be a combination of musicals and plays.
Yep.
A little bit different from what you've been involved in the past, mostly musicals, and then with one play the last 2 years. But you're going to open with a Neil Simon play. Tell us about that.
It's a little-known comedy, one of the funniest shows that I think he's written, and that's called Fools. It's very silly premise of a town that has been cursed with stupidity. And a school teacher, see, that's funny, right? A school teacher comes in to teach sort of the golden daughter, so to speak, the mayor's daughter, and he falls madly in love with her and must break this curse. That's his task. And as silly as it sounds, and boy, is it silly, it just is such a sweet, heartfelt show at its core, because mm-hmm. it really is about, you know, what you're willing to do to gain love and to conquer, you know, anything that stands in your way.
Now, there's a little thread there, actually. I don't know if you've thought about this, but after Fools is going to come Rent, and then a play called Race, which you'll talk about, and then you're going to have The King and I. And there's a little thread there of
school teachers
and someone thinking that they know everything, right?
It's true.
Yeah, so a little
That's
bit.
Interesting. Hadn't thought about that. We really focused on picking shows that were well written. Mm-hmm. That was our goal this season, choosing the shows. And, you know, Neil Simon, come on, it really doesn't get much better than that. And I think as we talk about each of the other four shows, we're really talking about people that are well gifted and mm-hmm. very successful and really skilled at writing.
Now, the first musical is going to be Rent, which is a many award winning show.
It is. It kind of broke the mold. It's one of only a few shows written by Jonathan Larson. Many hold it up to be really his masterpiece. He died very young of brain aneurysm. And so this was the last show that he did, in fact, finish writing. But it's definitely a rock opera. There's mm-hmm. no way around it. If people don't know, it's based off of the same storyline as La Boheme. So, of course, that's such a gorgeous, sad and tragic, but also spiritually uplifting story as well of overcoming adversity. And I think a contemporary score for sure, but really some amazing music.
All
Truly.
Right, let's listen to a piece of that one. What do you have for us on that?
Well, we're going to start with the title song, and that is called Rent.
How do you document real life when real life's getting more like fiction each day? Headlines, breadlines blow my mind, and now this deadline, eviction or pay.
Rent!
How do you write a song when the chords sound wrong, though they once sounded right and rare? But the notes are sour, where is the power you once had to ignite the air?
And we're hungry and frozen,
it's a life that we've chosen. How are we gonna pay? Can't feel your feet and they're turning blue.
You light up a mean blaze
with posters,
screenplays.
How are we gonna pay? How are we gonna pay? How are we gonna pay last year's rent?
Don't scream, Maureen. It's Hey, 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 did you eat?
Don't change the subject, Maureen. But darling, you haven't eaten all day. You won't throw up, you won't throw up. The digital delay didn't blow up exactly. There may have been one teeny tiny spark. You're not calling Mark.
How do you stay on your feet when on every street it's trick or treat? And tonight it's trick. Welcome back to town, oh, I should lie down. Everything's brown and oh, I feel sick.
Well, there you have it. Certainly a different musical style than our listeners are used to. And perhaps this next song that's coming up from Rent is a little bit more in their ballgame, right?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about it. Like I said, it's contemporary. That song, Rent, really shows that rock and roll energy of it. But as you said, the next song, One Song Glory, is really an example of the diversity of Jonathan Larson's writing skills. This is a beautiful, beautiful ballad. I think it's one of... It maybe is my favorite song in the whole show.
Great. All right. This is going to be Rent, going from February 20th to March 17th. And we'll listen to this song and then come back with more.
One song. Glory, one song before I go. Glory, one song to leave behind. Find one song, one last refrain. Glory, from the pretty boy front man who wasted opportunity. One song, he had the world at his feet. Glory, in the eyes of a young girl, a young girl. Find glory beyond the cheap colored lights. One song before the sun sets. Glory on another empty life. Time flies, time dies. Song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love, glory from the soul of a young man, a young man. Find the one song before the virus takes hold. Glory like a sunset. One song to redeem this empty life. Time flies, and then no need to endure it. Door.
You're right, Amy. Beautiful song. And you gave me some interesting, well, what was trivia to me, it's not trivial, but interesting little footnote. I thought as the song started that reminded me of the instrumental part of it there, that always you've had professional musicians at Theater by the Sea. And that's going to continue at your new home at Ocean State Theater, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Our live music initiative will continue, absolutely.
And now the little interesting trivia part or interesting tidbit, the singer in that song.
Yeah, so a lot of people will remember Jesse Martin. He sort of rose to fame, if you will, on Law & Order. He was the detective alongside Jerry Orbach. Another person who got their start in the original company of Rent was Taye Diggs. A lot of people know him from any number of things, including How Stella Got Her Groove Back, and Idina Menzel, who, of course, went on to great fame from her performance in Wicked, as well as, you know, television and movies, also originated in the company. So it really was a great vehicle for some amazing performers.
Sounds like an interesting show. I've never seen the show. I'm looking forward to it. And that's going to be starting in February. February 20th, to be specific, and running up to St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
There you go. So March 17th. And then after that, Race will be coming in, which is another play, not musical.
That's right. A very different play, certainly, from Fools. David Mamet. If people are familiar with David Mamet, he always skirts controversy, I would say. He takes very difficult topics and creates very intriguing stories around them. In the past, you know, he hasn't shied away, let's say. And Race, as you can imagine, very much about how both Black people and white people of all different ethnicities view race, specifically, and even within the African-American community, and even within the white community, that there's a lot of different perspectives on how race plays into our politics, into our judicial system, and even into our daily lives.
Sure. All right. That sounds interesting. And just another little question. I think I know the answer to. But Joel Kipper is going to be along with you with the, obviously, with the move, the Ocean State Theater.
Yep, sure is.
And your title is still president?
Of the organization, that's right. Joel will be a big part. He's taking a very heavy hand in overseeing the actual construction phase of everything that's going on up there. We're super excited. Our production manager's coming up. Our technical director, we have really almost probably close to 100% retention of folks that are super excited to come and join us in Warwick. And of course, our board of directors is, as always, kind of overseeing the whole thing as well. So we take it, you know, very seriously, but with a lot of fun.
Now that's going to be interesting. I hadn't thought of this before, but people that are coming with you, as you mentioned, normally their season would be over in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So,
and they would go on to other things that they do in the winter season, but now they're going to be with you.
Well, and that's what's exciting, because every year for us as an organization, and it's always been one of the challenges at Theater by the Sea, anyone who owns a seasonal business understands that you hope you get some of the same people the next year, but depending upon what happens in the off season, they may or may not be available to you. And so this is really great, like I said, for us as an organization, that we've built all these relationships with the folk, especially the technical staff. And so, yes, they will be coming with us. In other words, we pretty much rehire everybody starting October 1st, and they're going to be building a theater and opening a bunch of shows. So it's crazy. But
let's put on a show.
it's really exciting.
Cool. All right. We're going to go out with one more tune from Rent before we take our next break. Tell us about this one.
If anybody does know the show, even if they've never seen it, they probably know the song Seasons of Love. And it really sort of has become the anthem of Rent, of what's important in life.
How about love?
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, sitting with Amy Turner from Ocean State Theater Company, the very exciting new, brand new theater coming to Walworth, Island. And Amy, we've been talked a lot about the location and the excitement of it. The physical building itself, we haven't said too much about. It's going to be considerably larger than what you've been used to, right, as far as seating capacity?
Actually, no? It's not. People are always surprised. Theater by the Sea actually seats 499.
Really?
Yeah. And I think we kind of forget about the balcony, so
yeah,
to speak.
You do.
So it
yeah.
is a different formation. We'll have over 400 seats. But it'll all be stadium seating, which means there won't be a balcony. Each row will have an independent level going up and down. So the sight lines should be
so
much
no
improved.
More sitting behind the woman with the big hair.
I know that will disappoint you. I hate to tell you, but the seats are also wider and there's more leg room. So don't be shocked.
Wow, that's great. More leg room, wider and on an incline. So that will be great. I do know that I've heard people in the past, not me. Fortunately, I sit pretty tall. I always feel bad for the person behind me, so I kind of slouch down when
you
I'm
know,
at Theater by the Sea. But now I won't have to do that.
It's true. And what charm Theater by the Sea has, it will never be duplicated. But along with that charm, you know, there are some... I don't know, what would you call it? Creature comforts.
Things you might not miss.
That's right. You do. Well, you do without them because it really is such a different experience. And part of the experience, I think, is the historical
right.
Feeling that you have there. But obviously, when you're looking to repurposing a building, as we're doing with the building on Jefferson Boulevard, you're thinking towards the future and what people have grown accustomed to, whether it be the bathrooms or the HVAC or
that's
the
right.
seating, you know,
HVAC,
so
for
I,
those
know,
of you means,
I know
means air conditioning.
our actors are very excited,
right.
But you know, and it's nothing to take away from Theater by the Sea. Like I said, it's such a unique experience, and when you know that you can't duplicate that charm, like I said, you look towards the future and you think, well, you know, what can we do and how do we do it as well as we can, because it's kind of one shot. We get one chance to mm-hmm. to sort of build this theater, and hopefully it will last for the next 80 years.
Yeah, that'll be great. And look forward to it. And we already talked about the season coming up, which is opening with two holiday shows in December. And then your real season opens on January 23rd with Fools, and then Rent, and then Race. And then the big musical that I'm sure just about everybody knows, which is The King and I.
Mm. Yeah, another great Rodgers and Hammerstein score. Just a beautiful story. People are so familiar with it. You know, I think it's something that we've proven to our audiences that we can do really well is these big, lush musicals. And mm-hmm. I can't wait.
It is a great show, and I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be April 24th. And all of these, as usual, we will have Amy back to introduce perhaps a star from one of the shows on Conducting Conversations, and we'll talk about each of those as they come up down the road, so I look forward to that. But right now, let's go to one of the better-known songs from King and I, Whistle a Happy Tune, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, here we go.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune and no one ever knows I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time, the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. You may be as brave as you make believe you are. strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows, I'm afraid. The result of this deception is very strange to tell, for when I fool the people I fear, I fool myself as well. I whistle a happy tune, and every single time the happiness in the tune convinces me that I'm not afraid. Make believe you're brave, and the trick will take you far. You may be as brave as you make believe you are.
King and I is going to be very, very exciting, coming to the new Ocean State Theater on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. Amy, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Wow,
but,
yeah.
it would be nice to have you back when we can concentrate on one show specifically, as usual. But here we're talking about a myriad of things, and want to make sure that everyone knows that God of Carnage still has some time left at Theater by the Sea, and they can get tickets by calling the box office.
Yep, 782-TKTS, which is 8587.
Or going to the brand new website, which is oceanstatetheater.org.
That's right, yep.
And you can get information there. You can also buy tickets through there for the holiday shows, the Naughty and Nice coming up. And so that's available at that website also. And what else do we want to tell them?
Well, I think, don't miss out on our last little hoorah, if you will, at Theater by the Sea. And then, please call us, ask us, send us emails. We would love to keep you informed of what's happening up in Warwick. And check out the website. Like you said, oceanstatetheater.org. We'll be updating all kinds of things. And our Facebook page has pictures of the big dig, as we're calling it, as we dig out the orchestra pit and some of those fun things. So we'd love it if you followed us.
Great. Great news. The Ocean State Theater coming soon, just a couple months away, and opening with the Naughty and Nice, the Santa Land Diaries, and the Winter Wonderettes. And then their first play of the new season, which will be Fools. That's in January. Then the big show, Rent, coming February. In March is the play Race. And then King and I on April 24th opening up. And then you'll have your camp for kids after that planned for the summertime activities.
Yep, we'll have three sessions of our Camp OSTC camp on site there. And
that's grown a lot, right?
It has. It almost doubled from our first year at Theater by the Sea to our second year at Theater by the Sea. So we're really excited to have a more central location. I think it'll be more accessible to a broader group of kids.
And the kids won't have to sweat as much.
That's true.
We will remind everyone this has air conditioning and nice seats and all.
In the winter, we'll want the heat, though, won't we?
Well, that's true. But by the time the kids get there, it'll be back warm again. Well, thanks again, Amy, for coming in. It's a pleasure as usual.
Thanks, Mike. I look forward to coming back.
We're going to go out with one more tune from The King and I. We'll listen to as much as possible, and then we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.